Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com, and it is Monday, January 24th, 2011. This is audio boot number 57. Well, a funny thing happened in the markets today. It bounced back. Last week, the market had a little tougher go of it, and you know, the tech shares, the Apple, the Googles, the bank shares, financials, they struggled. And today we're seeing it bounce back, and it's kind of funny because Friday night, Investors Business Daily came out with their big picture article for Monday's paper, for today's paper, and said that the market was under pressure, and we got a big bounce back. Of course, you know how that goes. I like to give Investors Business Daily a bad time, but it's hard for them to catch the every 2 and 3 day move. They do tend to get the major trends right, but boy, in the short term, certainly can cause some whipsaw. So the market did good today, Apple, Google. Everything on my watch list and stocks I own was green except for one, and actually I don't own it, but it's Johnson & Johnson. So I don't know what's going on there. They've been kind of struggling a little bit. But I don't own any. That's one I think I should own, but I don't. And I'm always looking for another chance to get in. The earnings are rolling in this week, hot and heavy. And the one I'm kind of interested in is Verizon, right? Because Verizon, well, this will be their last quarter without the iPhone. So it'll be an interesting benchmark as they add the iPhone to their portfolio of phones. And we'll see how many people are lining up at the Verizon stores and buying a new iPhone. The Super Bowl settled, Steelers and Packers. I don't know which way, how I feel about it, because I was hoping for the Bears. I had money on the Bears to win it all, and fell a little bit short, and I didn't have any false expectations going into yesterday. I thought the Packers were definitely the better team, but it was fun to see Caleb Haney come in and rally the ball club and actually make it an interesting closing few minutes of the ball game where he was driving the Bears down. And the Bears suddenly, or the Packers suddenly, it didn't seem to be able to do anything. But the Packers are, what, a 2.5-point favorite. So the Steelers, you know, their defense looked a little bit vulnerable yesterday, but I don't know if I buy it or not. I think the Packers present a tougher game package for the Steelers to defend. You remember how the Steelers tend to have trouble against New England, and New England has a lot of, you know, short passing game, long passing game, not that great of a running game, because the Steelers are really good at stopping the run, and I think the Aaron Rodgers might be able to do something against them. I don't know. Defense usually wins championships, but I don't know how I feel about it. I probably will go up to Reno and make a bet on the game, but I don't know which way to go yet. My initial thought is Steelers and the money line. Just take them to win. Okay, that's it. I guess I'll be watching the financials this week, watching tech. Coming up to the end of the month strength period where people's paychecks are hitting and they dollar cost average into the 401k and into their stock funds. And I think we've heard recently that people have been putting money into equities. Compare that to last year where people were pulling money out of equities and putting it into bonds, right? So now it looks like the reverse is true. It looks like they're going back the other way. So we shall see. I still think the market is going to have a correction here, and I would expect some retesting. It never goes up or down in a straight line. Usually it kind of seesaws down. And I would expect any correction would be a trading range. So, hey, that's it. I hope you're having a good day. And the music in the background is from Podsafe. Music at musicapp.com. This is Michael Lee with When I'm Falling.
It's all a game that you wanna win. You turn me on, you play your hand. You take me to another land. You look safe. Shows a favorite sin. Just when I feel that fear, I hear the whispers in my ear.